USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will vote in favor of blocking President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border emergency declaration. That means Democrats likely have the votes to pass it in the Senate. Daniel Littman from Politico says this isn't the usual way to declare an emergency.
Most national emergencies are not about policy issues where the president has a defeat in Congress. They are about, you know, say, a big storm in Alaska or, you know, a hurricane in Florida.
The National Weather Service says a dozen tornadoes touched down in the southeast. In Alabama, Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says the wreckage in his community followed a path several miles long and up to a quarter mile wide.
Priority, of course, is search and rescue at this time. That's been continuing since the moment the storm passed. We're continuing those efforts now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says it isn't a bad thing that President Trump walked away from any deal with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last week, even though some pundits have said it's a defeat for the president. Bolton spoke with Christopher Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
The president stressed to Kim Jong-un he thought progress had been made. He thought that there were still negotiations that were possible. I would say the North Koreans were very disappointed we didn't buy their bad deal. You know, that's life in a big city.
Curious relatives of Stephon Clark, the unarmed black Sacramento man shot and killed by police as he held a cell phone, are lashing out at the county's district attorney. Clark's brother, Stevante, says not only did prosecutors decline to charge the officers, but they unfairly blamed Clark for his own death.
I'm just surprised at, like, the way she did it, you know. It was just uncalled for, unnecessary. It hurt the whole family, not just the community. It was just, you know, Stefan was, it was like he was killed again.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
It was a long, cold week for an Oregon man. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He says he and his dog were trapped in an SUV in the snow for 5 days. Jeremy Taylor getting his SUV stuck in the snow on a Forest Service road last Sunday near Wake Butte. A missing persons alert was issued on Wednesday. Then on Friday, a snowmobile rider found Taylor and his dog Allie and called county authorities. Taylor said he had tried to walk out from the SUV, but he and the dog couldn't make it very far. So they went back to the vehicle and stayed warm by occasionally starting the engine. A heavy construction vehicle was able to dig them out of the snow, and Taylor and the dog were back with friends and family by late Friday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department says Iran is the world's leading exporter of terrorism. John Clemens reports.
The Rewards for Justice program has offered $1 million for information on the new leader of Al-Qaeda, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden. Ambassador-at-Large and the Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Nathan Sales, tells us Hamza bin Laden has been supported by Iran.
Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and its relationship of convenience with Al-Qaeda is just additional evidence that this regime regards terrorism as absolutely fundamental to what it is.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.